Our last caller was asking about fire retardant, and we had a caller in our 9 o'clock hour asking about coating to go on top of a roof to change the color. And I didn't mention it just because it's a new product to us in the desert. But this, apparently, they say, have been very popular in Spain for over 20 years. It's popular in Canada, and it's a cork coating. And we've got our Tucson partner, ThermaCorkSolutions.com, does a lot of the supplying. Haven't had a lot of roof experience with it, a lot of wall application, but they say it sticks to anything. It can absolutely be applied to the roof. Costs about the 3 times amount of what you would expect for a paint job, but you do color it, whatever color you want. You add the dye to the hopper. And the selling point is, in this application for our guy that was fire concerned, their website talks about a condo in Spain that was burnt. The condo attached to it did not burn because it had this cork coating applied to it.
Interesting.
Cork does not burn under like something like 18 or 2300 degrees, I think. And most house fires don't get past 1800 degrees. I'm going to have to verify those numbers. And they've got video showing this structure not burning. And then why it's popular in Canada is it doesn't freeze either. So it's used as an insulation in Canada against their cold winters. So we, like I said, haven't seen a lot of what it can do and withstand to the Arizona desert sun. You know, a lot of things test great in other markets and come to Arizona and die because of our dryness and heat. But Thermal Cork Solutions out of Tucson, and they came and gave me an estimate for my home in Whitman, so I know they'll come out and give you an estimate for your home in
Fountain Hills.
Thank you.
And what's the website again?
ThermalCorkSolutions.com.
We'll have to do some research on that. And then, you know, if he does that, then we're going to have to test it. We'll have to go up there with some long... I was thinking just go up there with lawn chairs and a couple cigars. You know?
just drop the ash onto the roof and see what happens.
Yeah. Hey, Jennifer and I just finished a little trip through Ohio. And if I were to read this to you, I want you to tell me what year it happened. Presidential election was one of the most hostile, controversial campaigns in American history. One of the candidates won the popular vote and was actually leading in the Electoral College. But 19 electoral votes from 3 states, Louisiana, Florida, and South Carolina, remained disputed, and Oregon count was being challenged. Allegations were widespread over voter fraud. Congress was forced to set up a special electoral commission to determine the winner, composed of 15 congressmen. And those 15 congressmen voted exactly to party line, 8-7, to instill the winner. What year was the most contested, ugly, meanest presidential election in Arizona, in American history?
I think I saw this on PBS, and I'm going to guess late 1700s.
It's 1876.
Okay.
1876.
Rutherford B. Hayes versus
Samuel Tilden. So for those of you that are discouraged by what you're hearing in the news over the last year or so, cheer up. America's been at this for a long time. Focus on what's positive. Let's focus on what the takeaways are for today's show. Monsoon prep carried the show all 3 hours.
Yes, it did. And monsoon is not a storm. It's a seasonal shift in the wind.
Y'all've got to tune in next week. We're going to have the 2 largest electrical utility companies in studio talking about the security of the Arizona grid system. Could we experience a California-type blackout? Could we experience a Texas-style blackout? We're going to be talking about it with the 2 big wigs right here in Rosie on the House next Saturday.